We never know when nature will make its presence known, or perhaps what we will do if it's in trouble. Today, Jean Andrews remembers when nature interrupted her day and changed the course of her life. This is A Walk in the Park.
At 13 years old, I didn't know that I was going to have an encounter with nature walking up the city blocks of New York City. If someone is looking up at the buildings, they are a tourist. If they are looking down, they are a native New Yorker. And then there is the New York walk. Strong, rapid, intentional, don't bother me. One day, engaging my New York survival skills, I was crossing a street with other New Yorkers when my eyes caught sight of something in my path. It was a baby bird, barely feathered, nowhere near a nest. In quick thinking, I pulled the paper towel from my pocket and scooped up the nestling, wondering how on earth he ended up here. Clearly, wherever he was from, he had a hard landing. All at once, my to-do list completely changed, and I hightailed it with bird in hand back to our apartment, where in those days, I had access to the phone and a phone book. Today, there are agencies, area wildlife rehabilitators, and websites at the touch of our smartphones. Back then, making calls, I was passed from vet to pet shop to rangers in Central Park to animal clinics and back to veterinarians again. And no one would help with the baby bird. Finally, I was referred to a science lab that happened to be located in the Museum of Natural History on Central Park West. It being just a few blocks from the apartment, I put the declining bird in a shoebox and found my way to the offices adjacent to the museum. With a shoebox in my hand, I was greeted in the lobby and led down ancient hallways to a science lab of some sort and introduced to a science professor of some sort. At 13, I would never have pictured myself in a science lab at the Museum of Natural History. So this was an event. Unfortunately, the science professor didn't have any thoughts or advice, but he did identify the bird as a European starling. It was pretty clear to both the professor and me that the starling was on its last breath and then soon passed. The professor commended me for my effort, but to me, the seed was planted. Many years later, I began training as a rehabilitator, and though I no longer practice, I learn something new about nature every day.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jean Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.